Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you each week at this time by the Baraboo National Bank. Our regular guests are back with us again today, Executive Director at Circus World, Scott O'Donnell, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director. Well, gentlemen, when you were here last week, we had a couple of guests with us and talked more about what's going on behind the scenes at Circus World in the so-called off-season. Let's update some folks some more. Scott, if you'll step up to the microphone here, tell us exactly what's going on with the Circus Homecoming scheduled in late July.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Good to be back with you and everybody again this morning. Circus Homecoming continues to charge towards us. It'll be July before we know it. Of course, the dates for that again are July 20th through the 23rd, 4 days of exciting circus-filled attractions and opportunities here in town. You know, already we are well past 150 registrants with their families, close to over 300 people that are coming. And again, we're still out of March for a July event, so that's pretty amazing for that pre-planning. We got so many awesome, cool people that have registered so far, and just such a wide range of folks, from a national circus chaplain and circus nuns who counsel the circus folk when they're on the road. That is an appointment by the papacy for itinerant travelers. There is a national circus chaplain. There's a national NASCAR chaplain, a national carnival chaplain. It's pretty amazing, and each one of those chaplains have some pretty amazing vestments. I mean, the NASCAR guy's got this big checkerboard flag vestment, and the circus guy's got animal prints and clown noses, and it's something. So they're coming from them to human cannonball artists, to animal trainers, to clowns and dancers and train crew and PR folks and bill posters, you name it. It's going to be an amazing assemblage of folks. So we look forward to that. That continues travel globally. We've sent out a lot of personal invitations over the past week to some iconic circus families to see if they could join us as well and make some travel plans to be here in Baraboo, where it's a homecoming. As we've said, for 146 years, the circus has welcomed us into their home to be entertained, and now it's time for us to welcome them home to our homes to be celebrated. And to have a fun-filled 4 days.
One of the things we, of course, want to impress upon folks is the big annual Big Top Parade here in Baraboo that Saturday. And all of these folks that have signed up so far and those that will be coming in the future here signing up are all invited to be Grand Marshals. What a parade this will be.
Yeah, it'll be one for the ages for sure. As you mentioned, they're all going to be our special Grand Marshals. There'll be such a contingent flotilla of folks that'll lead off the parade, probably right behind the veterans, and it'll be something. It'll be it's almost like those Comic-Con conventions that are around the country. It's almost like CircusCon in a sense. You know, it's if you're into circus, as you should be, at least we feel that way, this is the place to be. I mean, it's no greater assemblage of folk. Also, this year, one of the iconic elements of Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Circus, at least in the last 50 years, was the start of Clown College, and that celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. And we will have an amazing assemblage of clowns that'll be part of this celebration, and they will be doing pre-parade performances outside aptly of the International Clown Hall of Fame, located also here in Baraboo. So if you're not a sufferer of chlorophobia and you love good clowning, this will be the opportunity and the place to be on parade day.
When we come back in 30 seconds, we'll be talking with Dave Salutis and asking him more about the parade lineup and more information, especially with the Grand Marshals. I have a special question for him there. So you stay with us. We'll be back with this after the Baraboo National Bank.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dave, welcome to today's program. Just a few moments ago, Scott was talking about the fact that we have all of these special guests that will be coming to Baraboo as a part of the Circus Homecoming. They'll serve as grand marshals. We know, as from previous years and in talking on this program, that every year you help with the lineup once everyone who's going to be in the parade is known, and you always do that at Circus World. How will you handle the possibility of 300-plus grand marshals?
That's going to take some forethought, definitely. Basically, the assembly area is a little limited, so we're going to have to expand that this year so that we've got more room to accommodate all of these folks.
In a sense, I was thinking as Scott was talking, this can very much be a portrayal, as in years gone by when the circus used to arrive in town and there was always a grand parade through the main street. People literally were on their feet walking through all the performers and guests.
Right. That's exactly why the circus adopted the parade technique. They would roll into town the early hours of the morning, and town folk would turn out to watch them come in, see if they were going to spend their hard-earned money to see what was coming into town. And the circus, realizing that they maybe didn't look so good at 4 o'clock in the morning, all bedraggled after coming into town, they scheduled free street parades as an advertising tool for the circus. And then they had time to get to the lot, get the circus set up, get themselves gussied up, and get back to present something professional. And that was the origins of the circus parade. And, of course, that's what we commemorate with the Baraboo's Big Top Parade.
So I think you're telling us right from the get-go that that's how you will approach this in your mind.
Absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful advertisement for circus all across America, and especially of our hometown, Baraboo.
Okay, very good. Tell you what, we have a special guest with us today in Bill Johnson, who as a hobby has photography on his mind a great deal of the time, and especially at Circus World. Scott, I'm going to bring you back here for a moment. Explain, if you would, Bill's involvement at Circus World. I know that he's been snapping thousands of images there. Tell us more about how Bill got involved, and then we'll bring him on too.
Sure. So, you know, one of the things that I love about this community, and I've said it from the first time that I ever visited, is it's got so many amazing, talented people. I can remember when I first got here going to a big band concert, and all of a sudden I noticed that the saxophone player worked at the pharmacy, and the other person sold insurance, and the other person was the deputy mayor. And it's everybody seems to have 14 different talented hats that they wear in this community, and Bill is exemplary of that. I mean, here's a gentleman who runs a full-time, very well-respected insurance agency in town, but yet finds the time and uses his talents and his passion to capture sort of the heart and soul and give light to this community, to capture all of those elements that maybe pass us by because we're all got our face buried in a digital device or our energies out in front of us and we're trying to catch up to ourselves. And he's become the ultimate cheerleader in capturing these only in Baraboo moments. He's developed a snappy little catchphrase or hashtag of "you gotta love Baraboo," and it's so true. You know, it's a community that has an abundance of riches, culturally, business-wise, and the people. And he captures that, and he has at Circus World as well. He's captured, you know, just some amazing moments of sometimes us at Circus World, we're so focused on either the performance elements or telling our story that you're in it so far that you can't capture those unique moments that Bill is able to capture through his lens. You know, there's an amazing photo of Dave giving some quality time to one of our elephants that really captures that connection that we hope that all of our guests have at Circus World. So the opportunity come up to celebrate Bill and his amazing talents and to put on an exhibit that showcases not only the pictures he's taken at Circus World, but also of this community that we call home. So through a generous grant from the Wisconsin Arts Board and the UW-Sauk County Extension, we are able to this summer present that for all of our guests. I feel that anybody that has looked at our marketing knows a Bill image, but they might not know the breadth of the Bill image, and they might not know the man behind the lens. So that's the goal with this exhibit this summer, and we're so thrilled to have Bill as a true blue supporter and just passionate member of our community and greater circus community.
Well, as we mentioned, Bill is with us today. Welcome to the program, Bill. Glad to have you here. We know that Scott was talking about those iconic pictures, or those pictures becoming iconic with Baraboo that you've taken. In the specific, though, we want to talk about your work at Circus World Museum. And before we do that, I need to ask you, because I know a little bit about it, tell us, if you would, how did you get interested in photography at the level that you experience it today?
5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago, I realized that the world is changing to social media. And I determined that I'm going to have to become much more aware of my insurance agency's ability to market using social media, which is very visual. So I picked up the camera again, which I had let sit for 25 or 30 years. I did a lot of it years ago. And went out and started to shoot and became frustrated and then went to school and then started to wander down to the circus and any interesting place I could find in this community. And I remember one of the first times I contacted Scott, I wanted to shoot some items that have been locked up in buildings for years, and I was trying to get your permission. And that is one of the first attempts I got to get into some of the circus environment, and have found it just interesting every time you walk in that gate. It's fascinating.
I know that you have spent a great deal of time there. You said you wandered down into Circus World. I know you go there often, especially during the summer season. How many years now have you actually been snapping away at the museum?
At the circus? Probably 4. I'm thinking 4.
All right. And you said this was something that you used to do. You set it aside. You brought it back. You weren't completely happy with the outcome of your photo work, so you took some schooling and went back. What kinds of things do you look for through the lens when you're at Circus World?
Emotional, family, surprising, spontaneous, loving moments. That simple.
Explain some of those. You know, we had Amber here last week from food services, who said she had the best job on the grounds because she was the one that got to see all the smiles when people were satisfied with the fine circus foods that they would enjoy with their family. You're telling us you are trying to capture the same thing in a lens and in a frame, if you would, and that's an emotional tie. What specifically do you look for? Do you see them in animals? Do you see them in people? Do you see them people with animals, people with people?
There's static and dynamic types of photography, and I am looking for dynamic. I want action, or I want the photograph to tell a story, and hoping it has emotion, people, and family. And that family can be animals.
So we can honestly say that when you are at the grounds of Circus World, you are actually studying exactly what's going on around you.
Very much so. And you almost have to have a sixth sense. It's like today I helped with a shot, and you have to feel what you can see it. You must be very visual. It must be very aware. Don't you use your eyes to just see to get around. Use your eyes to truly see, to see if there's a background, to see if there's a reference, to see if there's a subject. But then also today I saw that I needed to bring two people close together, so I'll actually go direct those on occasion. I'll grab a person and simply say, please stand here. I'll have a much better photograph. So you'll actually help create or improve a situation that you see too.
Would you say you have any particular liking in one direction or more when you're snapping away at Circus World? In other words, do you prefer to shoot animals, people with animals, people with people? Do you have kind of a preference, something you always get a kick out of finding?
Youth, families, animals too, and that moment, that quarter second moment before someone has that discovery of excitement. And you can almost feel it coming. I noticed that the other day. I got a shot coming up here. They're coming together. I can feel it. It's planned for it. And I only had a second or two, so I got to be set up for it because I want to see the eyes light up. I want to see the smile. I want to see the emotion. I want to see the child reaching for his mom going, "Mom, look at this." And they click.
Do you have any memories in particular that you can tell us about like that? You were just waiting. You knew the shot was coming. It was just fractions of seconds away. Do you have any memories of, say, two, three, or four shots like that at Circus World that you really thought were, you know, that's the top of the ring right there?
Lots of them. But the one example that I recall very well is that shot we did at the last show last summer of David and the Elephant. I was out back. I've seen the show many times. It is a wonderful show. But I go, you know, this is all family. It's performers. They're getting ready outside. And they're all used to me, and I have permission to be there. And so I was out behind the tent watching and seeing people get ready for the show and taking care of each other and helping others prepare. And it was just only moments that David had before he was going to have to run back in the ring, and it was right before the Elephant performance, that he was walking up to that elephant with a look on his face. And I go, oh, my. I got a quarter second. And fortunately, I have my camera set up in a default mode most of the time. If I don't know what's going to happen next, I got it set up for a fast shutter speed so I'll be able to get it. And when David walked up to that elephant and put his hands on the trunk and smiled, and they both looked at each other's eye, I had it. So you feel these things coming too. It's also visual.
Okay. Again, our guest on this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World is Bill Johnson. Bill, of course, a photographer who has been doing a lot of work at Circus World the past 4 years. Now, Bill, you're going to be honored with a special exhibit during the season at Circus World this year. What kind of photos have you selected that the folks can look forward to?
Mostly circus, even though there is City of Baraboo and there is some Sauk County. Most of my shots have been City of Baraboo, and a lot of it being circus, a lot of it being parade, a lot of it being theater, the theater renovation. But some of it has been stretching out to the other side of Reedsburg and catching some Amish, some other great adventures that are Sauk County. But they're very colorful. They're large prints. They're active. They're dynamic. They'll make you smile is what maybe the best way to describe these. You're going to do oohs and ahs and oh my, what a cute kid.
Now, will the exhibit itself be situated there in the Feld building? Is that where it's going to be? I know Scott's coming back here.
It's located in the Vista Gallery, which is a standalone building just outside of the Ring Barn out in the courtyard in Ringlingville.
Let's talk about how Bill's work was selected for this very special exhibit coming up. Scott, how did this come about?
Well, as you can imagine, we have a ton of photographs in our collection, over 300,000 photographs, most of them from a historic vantage point, but nothing sort of in the contemporary, such as we find in Bill's work. And making those connections. I mean, the guests that are coming will see very similar faces in the photographs, and we'll get to, as Bill has so wonderfully described, sort of see the clown behind the clown, or the circus performer behind the circus performer that you see in the ring, or seeing the elephants having their elephant time, their quality time out in the paddock eating that amazing circus grasses or frolicking in their field. You know, it's not constant showbiz down at Circus World. It's a family that has great times together, barbecues and laughs and cries and supports each other, and capturing that is important, and to show that aspect to our guests is an important position in our mission to celebrate this amazing heritage that we have in the state and this community.
Well, Bill, you'll have a whole new background this year in the fact that we have a new and larger tent coming in this year. Of course, another new act this year, some familiar faces, but some new faces as well. So it's got to be another exciting season coming up for you.
It should be a blast. We're excited. We plan on spending more time at the circus this year than we have before, with the new activities coming, the extra people, the larger tent. we have new equipment, we have new capabilities, we've had new experiences, we've got more knowledge than we had before. We can produce material almost instantly. Before, it was quite a struggle. And we're the only licensed drone operation I'm aware of with all the permits from the FAA, and I'm still a commercial pilot. So we have an army of drones and all kinds of capabilities to produce materials. It should be an awful lot of fun. And you said, is Velma?
Velma the Wonder Pig.
Velma the Wonder Pig's coming this year, and I can't wait to meet Velma the Wonder Pig. It's got to be fun no matter what.
Okay, well, very good. Bill, want to thank you for coming by today. I'd like to have you back another time on the show here to talk in particular about what you might have planned with the drones there this year, because I know that you are into that, and you've mentioned that, and he's into it in a big way. So I do want to hear that story and what you might have planned on Circus World grounds this year. Well, meantime, we'll take a break and be right back.
In 1888, the Ringling Circus was on the road in what was a tough rainy season. The circus needed financial help to keep going. The Baraboo National Bank wired money and the show went on. In 1907, the Ringlings returned the favor during a run on the bank. Otto Ringling walked through the bank doors carrying several sacks full of cash, made a large deposit, and calmed the fears of others. Banking better together. The Ringlings knew what it was. You can too. Visit any Baraboo National Bank branch or baraboonational.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Scott, Dave, want to thank you for joining us here on today's program. We look forward to this each and every week as we learn more about Circus World. Anything else you want to mention before we go today regarding the upcoming season?
You know, one of the big things that'll be upcoming, and we'll get the news out as far in advance as we can, is our tent raising ceremony every year. The big top goes up this year. It's a bigger big top than we've had in many years. So it's an exciting time. It's also, it's kind of like a spiritual moment for our circus community. It's like the home or the chapel is going back up for another season. And I know that Bill and his amazing son, Mike, with their drone professional capabilities and army of drones that they have, will capture that probably in a way that we haven't seen before, and many people haven't seen it before. I mean, you can come on the grounds or you can go on Water Street and watch it go up, but you might not see it from the angle and the vantage point that Bill and Mike will probably capture. So as soon as we know those dates, we'll get it out to everybody. And as always, we invite the whole community to come on out, because it's the start of, as Bill said, it's just going to be an exciting rip roarer of a season ahead.
Well, very good. And Dave, we know that the season is just near because, according to newspaper accounts this week, your boots still fit.
That's right. Yeah, I put the coat back on. Everything still fits, so we're good to go.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you both for joining us. And Bill, glad to have you along today, too. Thank you for listening. We're here every Thursday and Friday for Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank.
That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.